The car picked me up at 4 in the morning to get me to the shoot before sunrise. The perfume campaign was kicking off with a series of print ads, billboards, and eventually commercials. My agent was up my ass about setting up a publationship with someone in the sports or acting world. It would raise my profile and set the stage for making the leap from modeling to acting. Possibly. Of course, I wasn't totally decided on making that leap. Not that my agent wanted to listen to me on the subject. Modeling was a challenge that also required a solid bit of acting to deliver the mood, or not deliver it as required by the job. 5 years in the business, and I still enjoyed what I did. The air was crisp when the driver opened my door. I was more than capable of doing it. This early, however, I would absolutely let them spoil me. "You made good time," Nancy, my manager's assistant, and also mine for shoot days, said as she met me with a stay-warm tumbler. The flat white was the perfect temperature, likely made in the past 5 minutes. My driver probably kept them alert to when I was arriving. The unsweetened oat milk added a creamy texture, while the non-dairy helped prevent bloating. It was the only indulgence for the long shoot in front of me. While I preferred to limit those when working, it was too damn early in the morning, and the day promised to be brutally long. I deserved the coffee, particularly since it would just be water after this. I'd add electrolytes to the rotation at lunch because food wasn't on the menu until after we finished. "Madeline and Louise are already here," Nancy said, as she walked with me toward the trailers that were set up. The whole shoot was on location with a full crew from the photographer, the product company, and the marketing company. "Eleanor is still on her way." Nancy climbed the 3 short steps ahead of me to the prep trailer and opened the door. The warmth inside flowed out to wrap around us.
"There she is."
Louise hustled up the aisle to me.
"Good, you have your coffee. Come, sit. Let's make you more beautiful."
From the moment I arrived, I relaxed into the moment and just sipped my coffee while Louise and Madeline debated the hair, the makeup, and the look they were going for. Since we would have several styles for the day, they had to go with what the photographer and marketing rep had agreed on first. All I had to do was settle in and let them play, like I was the dress-up doll. The next 90 minutes passed swiftly. I finished my coffee, then took a moment to clean my teeth, before switching to water, and they resumed working on my hair. Ringlet curls were the style for the morning. It would be easier to start higher and tighter, then loosen it up as the day went on. Eleanor arrived, just as Nancy unzipped my first outfit. I was dressed in a lace thong and nothing else when the chilly air flooded in with Eleanor's arrival. Dressed and made up with near flawless precision, Eleanor exuded all the style and class of Anna Wintour and the warmth of an ice queen. As she often said, Eleanor was here to make money and negotiate business deals. It was better for people to fear her and even better if she left them unsettled. I liked her. Ballsy bitch terrified me when she'd taken me on as one of her girls. Then I'd seen her take down a man, twice our weight and standing nearly a half foot taller, using an umbrella and wasp spray. Her absolute irritation at having broken a nail may have contributed to her making sure he was unconscious after he was down. Eleanor would back you all the way to the wall and come out swinging on your behalf. By the same token, she would also tell you if you were full of shit. Frankly, beyond my sister, Amorette, Eleanor was one of my favorite people. We disagreed. Hell, we even fought, Eleanor and me. But she had my back, and not once did I doubt it.
"You look too skinny," Eleanor said as she stepped inside. "And you need to make an appointment for a spray tan. Nancy, take care of that."
She set aside her massive purse and untied the scarf from around her neck.
"Also, who signed off on this? You look like one of those cartoon creations where they hypersexualize all the doll-like features."
I lifted a shoulder.
"I think the ladies did a lovely job.
Eleanor and, you know, they always want me overdone so they can airbrush it down." With an indelicate sniff, Eleanor gave me a once-over. The coolness in her eyes warmed a few degrees. I could practically see the question burning in them. Was I really fine with this? "Hopefully I'll be a little more warmly dressed, at least until we get to the water shots,"